In the NBA, the search to replace Doc Rivers is over. The Celtics hired Brad Stevens as head coach. Stevens has spent the last 6 years as the head coach of Butler, twice leading the Bulldogs to the NCAA championship game. Moving over to baseball news, pinch hitter Johnny Gomes led off the bottom of the ninth with a homer to end Boston's 2-1 win over San Diego. Mike Karp had two hits and scored a run for Boston, which is 7-1 on its 9-game homestand. C.C. Sabathia earned his 200th career victory, and Robinson Cano hit a 2-run double as the Yankees beat Minnesota 3-2. Meanwhile, third baseman Alex Rodriguez went 0-for-2 while playing three innings for Class A Charleston as he continues to rehab from off-season hip surgery. And Arizona snapped a 5-game skid with a 5-3 victory over the Mets. Checking the American League, Max Scherzer became the first pitcher since Roger Clemens in 1986 to open a season 13-0 after Detroit beat Toronto 6-2. Baltimore doubled up the White Sox 4-2. Seattle bested Texas 4-2 in 10 innings. Kansas City edged ahead of Cleveland 6-5, and Houston topped Tampa Bay 4-1. In the National League, it was Milwaukee over Washington 4-1. Pittsburgh passed Philadelphia 6-5. Miami defeated Atlanta 6-3. Cincinnati won against San Francisco 3-2, and Colorado fell to the Dodgers 10-8. In tennis news, Andy Murray is keeping hopes of a British men's champion alive at Wimbledon.
Tried incredibly hard, chased every single ball down from the first point to the last, and I came through an incredibly tough match. It could have gone the other way.
Sound courtesy of ESPN. That was Murray after he beat Fernando Verdasco 4-6, 3-6, 6-1, 6-4, 7-5. Finally, court documents indicate the search of an apartment leased by former Patriots tight end Aaron Hernandez has turned up what police say could be key evidence in the murder case against him. Jared Crowfoot, WAMC News.